While I was home for Thanksgiving, my parents asked me to go into the attic and take out the box with the Advent wreath. And as we were setting up our Advent wreath inside the box, I found this old card. Now, this card has seen a lot better days. This card is ripping, it's brittle, it's tattered on the edges. You can see that the scotch tape is barely holding this card together. It's a little bit crusty from being in the attic. You can see on the back here there's some food stains on it from my siblings who spilled some of their supper on it. There's a little bit of purple and pink wax on it because somebody left it a little too close to the candles. It's really seen better days, hasn't it? Now, this old card is very sentimental. This card has a different prayer for each week of Advent. The weekly prayers correspond to the four Advent collects in the traditional Latin Mass Missal. And after lighting the candles of the Advent wreath, my father would read the prayer before we began our evening meal when I was a kid. You can hardly read it. I don't even know how he read it on here. It's like in 0.4 font. It's almost all faded away. But I can still hear his voice in my head. O Lord, stir up thy might, we beg thee, and come. Or for the second week, O Lord, stir up our hearts, that we may prepare for thy only begotten Son. Or for the third week, O Lord, we beg thee, incline thy ear to our prayer. Or the prayer for the fourth week, O Lord, stir up thy power, we pray thee, and come, and with great might help us. As I was reminiscing over those beautiful prayers, for the first time I noticed something. Three of the four prayers begin with the phrase, stir up. Stir up. It made me immediately think of my brother-in-law stirring the gravy over the stove on Thanksgiving Day. You have to constantly be there, right, to keep stirring the gravy. So it's just the right consistency to stir up. It's a very unique phrase in the Bible. It's a very unique phrase. In John's Gospel, chapter 5, it says that from time to time, the angel of the Lord used to come down into the pool of Bethesda and stirred up the water so that the first one to get into the water, once it was stirred up, was healed of whatever sickness he had. So there's this great visual image in my head. The angel of the Lord stirs up the waters for healing. To stir up. I went back and I looked at the Latin collects in the traditional missal. And the Latin word is exita. E-X-C-I-T-A. Exita. And it means, it's a very rich word, it means to stir up, to awaken, to arouse from sleep, to incite, to kindle, to inflame. It's a beautiful, rich word. It should be easy to see how we get the English word excite from this Latin word, which means to rouse, to incite, to stir up. This is exactly what I did with my nieces and nephews over Thanksgiving break. Being their favorite uncle, I can get them really excited. I can really stir them up. And after I get them all roused up, I say, well, I have to go now. You can go back to your parents. This is the image that the church gives us for Advent. Exita. To get us excited, not externally, but internally. To wake us up internally for the coming of Jesus. And we saw this theme in our readings today, In the second reading, St. Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, brothers and sisters, you know what time it is. It is the hour for you to wake up from your sleep, spiritually speaking. Jesus says to his disciples in today's gospel, stay awake, spiritually speaking, in your soul. And so this is what we pray for on this first Sunday of Advent, that the Lord will awaken his power and come to save us from our sins, that he will once again rouse up within himself his great might and come to help us. And at the same time, we pray that the Lord will awaken our hearts and our minds, that he will rouse us to a greater personal relationship with him, that the Lord would awaken in us the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we received on the day of our confirmation, which might be dormant and sleeping. They're still there, but they need to be stirred up within us. We pray that the Lord would stir up in us all the virtues for a good holy life, especially faith and hope and charity. I still have my dad's voice in my head saying those beautiful Advent wreath prayers. O Lord, stir up our hearts that we may prepare for thy only begotten Son, that through his coming we might be made worthy to serve thee with pure minds through Christ our Lord. Amen.